The government has tried to bury and forget the SABL land grab scandal, in which more than 5 million hectares of land has been stolen from rural communities. It is using a well-tested formula that we see employed almost every time a new corruption scandal is exposed. First, a long drawn-out official inquiry that is delayed by funding and other logistical problems. Then a further delay before the inquiry findings are tabled in Parliament. Next, a public promise of action and the announcement of a committee to supposedly implement the inquiry findings. And then nothing. No corrective action, no resignations, no prosecutions, and no compensation. In the case of the SABL land grab, the Commission of Inquiry took more than 2 years to complete its investigation, and due to political interference and funding problems, only reported on 42 of the 75 leases investigated. The Prime Minister then delayed for a further 3 months before presenting the COI report to the Parliament. Since then, a number of different committees have been announced to supposedly implement the COI findings, which included recommendations for criminal prosecution of public servants involved in the most egregious and fraudulent leases. In November 2013, the Prime Minister announced a ministerial committee comprising of forestry, lands and agriculture to review the findings of the COI. Nothing was ever heard from that committee. Again, in May 2015, the Chief Secretary announced an independent task force to speed the implementation of the COI recommendations and cancellation of the leases. Nothing was ever heard from that task force either. Then in August 2017, new Minister for Lands Justin Chechenko announced a further committee to review all the leases and cancel those found to be unlawful. That committee was supposed to meet weekly to ensure all leases were reviewed before the end of 2017, but that goal was never met. It is more than 7 years since the Commission of Inquiry was announced. Since then, a measly 4 leases have been voluntarily surrendered, just 1 has been cancelled by the government, and 5 have been revoked by the courts. Most landowners affected by SABL land grab are still waiting for their land to be returned, and the Forest Authority is still issuing logging licenses in the affected areas. No public servants have been disciplined or dismissed, and the companies involved have not been sanctioned. The government has done its very best to bury and forget the SABL scandal.